Hey, world conquerors, Anicia Blue here, and I encourage the broken to breathe with the word of God. And for this segment of Let Us Pray, we're still going to say a prayer. We're actually going to be praying Job chapter 5, and I'm going to make this personal for us. And I would pray that when you have the time that you would meditate on this scripture, it is so, on this whole chapter, it is so powerful. Ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate it for you, to make it real, to allow you to see it. And he will, because the Holy Spirit is just that good to us. Let us pray. We call out now. Is there anyone who will answer you? And to which of the holy ones will you turn? For wrath kills a foolish man, and envy slays a simple one. You have seen the foolish taken root, but suddenly I cursed dwelling place. His sons are far from safety. They are crushed in the gate, and there is no deliverer. Because the hungry eat up his harvest, taking it even from the thorns, and a snare snatches their substance. For affliction does not come from the dust, nor does trouble spring from the ground. Yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. But as for me, as for you, we would seek God, and to God we will commit our cause. Who does great things and unsearchable? Only our holy God. He does marvelous things without number. He gives rain on the earth and sends water on the fields. God, you set on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. Lord, you frustrate the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot carry out their plans. Lord, you catch the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the cunning comes quickly upon them. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope at noontime as in the night. But Lord, you save the needy from the sword, and you save us from the mouth of the mighty and from their hand. So the poor have hope, and injustice shuts her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom you, O God, correct. Lord, we thank you for correcting us. Therefore, we will not despise the chastening of the Almighty God. For even though, God, you bruise, but you bind up. We know that you wound, but your hand makes whole. You shall deliver us in 6 troubles. Yes, in 7. No evil shall touch us. In famine, you will redeem us from death. And in war, from the power of the sword. Oh God, we will be hidden from the scourge of the tongue. And we will not be afraid of the destruction when it comes. We shall laugh at destruction and famine, and we shall not be afraid of the beast of the earth, for we have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with us. We shall know that our tent is in peace. We shall visit our dwellings and find nothing amiss. We also know that our descendants shall be many, and our offspring will like the grass of the earth. We shall come to the grave at a full age, as a sheaf of grain gripens in its season. Behold, this we have searched out. It is true. Hear it and know it for yourself. Hear it and know this chapter of Job for itself. God says that he watch over his word to perfect and perform it. And when we pray, we must pray the scripture, but we are to make it personal. When we pray, we are to pray God's will and not our own. So no matter what it is, no matter affliction you are facing, no matter the trouble that is up against you, just know that we serve a marvelous and wonderful God. Just ask for forgiveness. Repent every day consistently, but honestly know that we are not in condemnation. The Holy Spirit convicts us, but God is our deliverer. God is our deliverer, and nothing that is up against us shall prosper. Amen. I pray that you guys have a blessed day. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I am the King's daughter, Anicia Blue, a world conqueror. Love you guys.